or be sold. Get loud. Be proud. Sink or swim. What's it gonna be? You've tuned into the Human Food Factor Show. A proactive viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. Here's your host, Howard Axtell.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you
Hello,
gonna
folks.
Do?
We're back again. Hello, America. This is Howard Axtell with the Human Food Factor Show, broadcasting with Ron Lewis out of Liberty, Tennessee. We've been talking about these executive orders that these principals or presidents rather have been signing like, I mean, they must flail that pen, because Obama has signed 112 so far, but in 3 years. And March 16th, 2012, he signed an executive order called the National Defense Resources Preparedness Executive Order. And we've been talking about the definitions of everything that the federal government has assigned to the various departments under them that basically they have
total control over.
It is complete and total control. It sets aside the Constitution, any state sovereignty whatsoever. Nothing is owned by anybody other than the federal government for its intent and purposes. For distribution, they move in if they need your land or if they want your land. If you have something desirable, it's theirs. And there is a provision in here that we haven't gotten to yet, that what it does is it assigns the civilian population for labor as needed by any of these departments. Now, how does this all sew in to FEMA camps and all this other stuff? Well, here's another interesting part. Back on the, it was either the 2nd or the 12th of January, Obama signed an executive order called the NDAA Act. It's NDAA. And what it is this act is an act where if you don't like it, and you say something about it, and you complain, there's no First Amendment rights, brother. You can be categorized or qualified as a potential terrorist and be arrested under military law and detained for an
indefinite amount of time.
An indefinite amount of time.
That means for as long as they want to.
And without charges. Without charges. So you don't even need a lawyer because you don't have any charges to review. Where would they keep you? Jeez, if they had 400,000 or 500,000 people that really didn't want to leave their property and hand over everything they worked all their lives for or their families have owned, oh my, my, these are potential subversives, and they need to be detained somewhere where we can keep an eye on them. And I know such an individual. And he had a radio program. He was my host, and it's where I got started. And he got grabbed. They grabbed all his computers, and he is underneath a federal facility somewhere. It was 3.5 weeks before they even allowed him to make a phone call to let his family know where he was. This is what we're dealing with. It is now law. All we need is somebody to pop that pimple, and by God, this baby kicks in. And if you don't like it, the NDAA Act kicks in, and you can be jailed. Folks,
No, not jailed. Detained.
Excuse me. Detained without charges for an indeterminate amount of time. We're going to get back to Werner here. We had technical difficulties there, and I think we've cured them. Werner, are you still with us?
The last item you brought up about the detention of anybody who is a dissident.
Yes.
Here north of the border, they have a different way of getting people to shut up.
Hey, Werner? Hold that thought just for a moment here. This is our quick break, and as soon as this is done, we've got all the time we need to talk. So hang tight, we'll be right back after the break.
Have devastating floods or storms affected you and your family? Has your property or home been damaged? Do you need help now? If you need help in Middle Tennessee, HRA Home Improvement is just a phone call away. From roofing to building a bridge, HRA Home Improvement can handle just about any of your building needs. Here in Middle Tennessee, we have learned that Mother Nature may not offer the happy ending we hoped for. We've learned to depend on local businesses to bring honest solutions to the community and the companies that reside here. HRA Home Improvement is a local company with a mission to do the job right the first time, every time. Call your local general contractor, HRA Home Improvement Company, at 615-410-7924. Again, that number is 615-410-7924. From Murfreesboro, Tennessee, I approve this message.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Looking for answers? You're tuned in to the right place. The Human Food Factor Show with your radio god, Howard Axtell.
Hello, America. We're back again. This is Howard Axtell and Ron Lewis. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing good, and we're all with the Human Food Factor Show.
I'll tell you what, we're broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee, through Austin, Texas, at our the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're very pleased. Our show has been met very, very nicely with public response, and our listeners have been wonderful. They've called in. Our number here, by the way, write this down, because our listeners and us, we need to talk about this stuff, because we need to get our act together. We're not being told about it, and it's up to us to figure out our own problems. And these are big, big problems. We need to know what the heck we're going to do. I'm not going to move off my land because I've got a waterway. No way, buddy. And I'm not going to, you know, if you've got food stored up, I don't know anybody that's going to relinquish what they've got, period. Farm equipment, no way. You know, geez, make it to where you can't even grow your own food when the supply chain breaks.
Right.
You know, we've got to be ready. We've got to talk. Werner, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, good. Yeah. We've got some time now, so go ahead, my friend.
What it basically boils down, government agencies, be they state government agencies or federal government agencies, they are the least trustworthy to be left in charge of the resources, because
well, they've got
with multinational corporations.
They've got a proven history of failure. You are absolutely correct. And these definitely aren't the people that we want to depend on to feed our children and our grandchildren. You know, they'll get us killed. I mean, we're getting set up right now with these two acts that they have just passed into law over the past 30 days, folks. Over the last 30 days, this is exactly the same condition Stalin had when he killed 8 million of his own people. I mean, he got them all. He said, okay, here's your land, here's your seeds. Let's up our production. They upped the production 20%, and he took it all and sold it, and they starved to death in 30 days. He killed every last one of them by starvation. They were rumored to have been eating their own. One lady up on a hill was rumored to have eaten her son. You know, this is what we're talking about. If you don't think it can happen today, look around you. Look at the other countries. Look what's going on. When they're saying 100,000 protesters in the street, gee, what happened to their jobs? You know, and, oh, they're mad because they're not getting their benefits. 100,000 people don't go out in the street because they're not getting their benefits. They don't have jobs, and the money, there's not enough money to live. So they're losing everything they own. They're PO'd. They're out there rioting and burning, and then the government's coming in and shooting them. Go ahead. Continue on, Werner.
Well, you mentioned what happened in the Ukraine in the early 30s.
That's
they,
right.
Basically, the Ukraine was a granary of the Soviet Union, and they removed all the grain out of the Ukraine and let not 8 million but 10.5 million Ukrainians starve to death that winter.
In 30 days.
This is just only one-tenth of the casualties, of the number of casualties that were being left behind in the aftermath and during the terror reign of the communists in the Soviet Union.
Was that called the Holodomor or something like that?
This is from 1917 until 1978 in order to establish their communist paradise, their workers' paradise. They put at least 100 million people before that time into their workers' paradise.
No kidding. No kidding. Have you heard of the Holodomor?
No, there was this. You mean the pogroms when local population rose up in Eastern Europe, rose up against some of the Jewish communities.
Yes, and that's where the Jewish community got involved in, and then Hitler came in and did his deal. Am I correct in that?
They were reacting upon what happened to the German communities that were living in territories that had been taken away after the Versailles Treaty from Germany and put in charge of the Czechoslovakia and of the Poles.
Well, you know what we're describing here between listening to your educated viewpoint and what we know from our research and whatnot. Everything that we are describing, folks, is governmentally controlled and caused. Everything from Stalin to Hitler to you name it, Marxism. I mean, all those leaders. Who's the Chinese guy that killed millions of his own people?
Mao Zedong, over 100 million.
Thank you very much. Now, we're talking people, folks, 100 million. And then we've got Bill Gates and we've got Ted Turner. And we've got Oprah Winfrey, and we've got all these people now. They're in the CFR because they got more money than God, and they know that we've got a problem, and overpopulation is it. Now, I'm sorry. It is a proven fact that the way that they are managing, these corporations are managing our food chains is insufficient. So they're coming off with this, well, we're too populated. There's too many people in the box to manage them. So what they've done is they've pulled the ability for us to produce on our own and made our lives so frantic in this little box that we're in and shooting all these colored balls at us for us to beat off and play with and try and work and try and bring home our, you know, food for our kids and yada, yada, yada. and just keeping us occupied while this other stuff is getting passed, man, it is the complete legal framework for a complete takeover, 100%. And if you don't like it, you're going to a camp, baby, if there's more than 100 people out of 307 million that don't like it. Well, okay, we can put them in one building. Yeah. What if there's 200,000 that really don't like leaving? They've stored food, they're safe, they've got water, they've got this. And the census takers got their name on a list, and they show up and go, oh, you grow here. Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. Guess what? You don't grow because we've got a guy down here that we want to grow here. Yeah. And, you know, we've got a safe place for you. You know, I mean, that is what's going on. The legal framework is all here. And this isn't bull. This is the real deal. What else you got, Werner?
Well, I have been doing some research because I got thrust in the middle of it, and I found out very devastating information about, for example, here in the Northeast, in the northeastern part of the United States and in eastern Canada, for decades, at least the last 60 years, illegal dumping of vegetation control chemicals a la Agent Orange and so on farmland to force the farmers off the land. And in order to region that at one time was self-sufficient, that now, on the average, about 90% of the food is being imported. And some of the crimes were being committed by militaries, because I've observed over the years on several occasions military aircraft coming from Camp Gagetown and dumping the stuff here on the farm. And then for the next few months, nothing would go there anymore.
Really? You're talking animal life, or animal life, or did they cordon it all off, or did they even bother?
Those were on big four-engine aircraft, like from Hercules, targeting directly the farm. And but most of the shenanigans and most of the crimes were being committed by small private aircraft. And in my case, it has been covered up now since the early 80s, since 1981. By federal and provincial government agencies, even interference in criminal investigation, destruction of evidence, participated in by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
No kidding, huh? Well, folks, it's happening everywhere. Obviously, it's Canada. It's what it boils right back to the same problem: runaway government. I mean, whatever happened, the definition that I'm aware of, and I learned this back in school, the definition of government is a body of people. It's not a bunch of little pinheads sitting, 400 or 500 pinheads sitting in one spot on the planet that determines what everybody's going to do. That's not how it works. That is a...
We ain't going to go there.
Okay, you know, we're not going to... I mean, it's a total takeover of human, natural human rights. You know?
I don't know, about 50 years ago, one of your politicians, he said, it's easy to farm when you are a bureaucrat, sitting 1,000 or 2,000 miles away in an office, and your plow is your pencil.
No kidding. Well, you could also go to Zbigniew Brzezinski and read a few of his deals, where all these things that are happening right now are in his books from back in the 70s. Yeah. Like, he knew all this. Maybe he's part of those guys that are creating those executive orders.
Oh, no, surely not.
That are headed. Well, here we are. Today, we have got the complete and total legal framework necessary for a complete takeover of everything we own. The only part that I didn't cover about this executive order is civilian labor. And we'll get to that right after the break, folks. Hang on, Blue from Tennessee. We'll get back to you in just a second. Thanks, Werner.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-583-1093, 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Back to Connecting the Dots. The Human Food Factor Show with your host, Howard Axtell.
Let's go!
Hello, folks. We're back again. This is Howard Axtell, the Human Food Factor Show, broadcasting with the Republic Broadcast Network. And we are having a one heck of a day today. We're going over these executive orders, and I was just flipping through here just trying to find things that really mean something to us. Basically, it is a complete takeover of everything we own and the property and everything on it, whatever we've got, goes to is under the Secretary of Defense and the National Defense Stockpile Manager is what they call him. Government-owned equipment, this is interesting. The head of each agency engaged in procurement for national defense has delegated the authority of the president under this section, yada, 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 to procure, install additional equipment, facilities, possess, or improvements to plants, factories, other industrial facilities owned by the federal government, and to procure and install government-owned equipment in plants, factories, or other industrial facilities owned by private persons. In other words, if you own a shop, they can take all your equipment and bring theirs in, and you're working for them. And I was looking for the part that actually deals with civilian labor because it's in here and it's about 10 pages. And I haven't found it yet, but I'll keep looking because I know it's employment of personnel, they call it. Okay, this is it right here. Where in the event of a national defense emergency, people composed of people of recognized expertise, in other words, from the private sector and from the government, except full-time federal employees, for training and employment in places where they need you. So is it a job? Somehow, I kind of doubt that. And I'm sure if I kept going through this, we'd find some more. In any event, this is a horrendous piece of work. And boy, the legal, and if you don't like it, man, you could be a potential terrorist in a heartbeat. Matter of fact, they could walk in here right now and say, okay, hey, we're arresting you because
we're terrorists.
Well, we think that your views are unacceptable for our administration.
Yeah.
You know, so much for the First Amendment and whatnot, because what this says here, what they say is, if you don't like it, you better not say it. We've got Blue from Tennessee. We're going to move on here to another caller. Blue from Tennessee, are you there?
I am here. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for allowing me to be on the air.
Okay, well, we just got it. We've got a second here. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to jump on the soapbox here. If we want to change this, we have to take back the media. That's the very first way that we change what's going on in this country, because we cannot get the truth out via the media.
You know, Blue, you're absolutely right. That would be a wonderful concept, except there's one small problem with that. The mainstream media is powered by more money than God.
I will correct you on that one. You do it at the local level.
The Reuters, well, now I agree with that. And also the Internet. Thank God for the Internet, because if it wasn't for the Internet, we wouldn't be here. And these alternative news sources are the only place that you're going to get the real deal. Like my people up in Alaska, they don't get any real news. They don't have a clue. They've got Clear Channel. And Clear Channel is owned by the big dogs and is owned by the people that reside with the Council of Foreign Relations. And the AP, the Associated Press, is owned by them, affiliated with GE, affiliated with GlaxoSmithKline. It goes on and on. All these powerful aristocracies, they own Reuters, they own the Associated Press, which filters every bit of news that goes to the mainstream media. They control it all, and the people that control them are the people that are rumored to be worth $200 to $300 trillion. They are Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I will agree with you there. You can go ahead and look this up on the internet. There's a little rogue Fox News station called The Reality Check, and they have done more good by running this series of reports on voter fraud than anything that I have seen on the internet.
The thing that troubles me with Fox, I was a Fox follower, devout, with Glenn Beck on there and Judge Napolitano and, you know,
okay, I'm going to stop you right there, because it is not, they're a Fox affiliate. Let me correct myself. All right. They run Fox News, all right? But this is an independent station.
Okay. And they're a Fox affiliate.
Yeah, they're a Fox affiliate, so they run Fox News. But they have their own evening television show where they have their own news site.
I got you.
It's called The Reality Check. And they have done so much good to just bring out.
Well, I'll tell you what, we need more of that. I mean, we need, it's alternative. It's alternative news sources are the only place. I guess that was my point. Alternative news sources are the only way that we are ever going to get the news that we need. Thank God for programs like this and others. Blue, thank you very much for your contribution. I really appreciate it. Keep our number. Folks, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Human Food Factor Show is looking for sponsors. If you would like to advertise your service, organization, or your product on the Human Food Factor Show, this is perfect timing because we are looking for you. We can prepare a first-class advertising spot for you at no cost. Then you can take your pick and choose how many spots you'd like per show. We will create a static ad for your business for our website pages and link your ad to your website. If you are looking for a comfortable, effective, and affordable advertising solution, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. This is an aggressive yet affordable method for reaching as many potential sales as possible. Give yourself and our listeners the opportunity to meet you and hear your offer. Reach out and touch someone with an advertising solution that meets the needs of our listeners and your business. Call HRA 615-410-7924. That number again is 615-410-7924.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street.
Well, I'll tell you, we're back again, folks. This is Howard Axtell with the Human Food Factor Show here out of Liberty, Tennessee, with my co-host, Ron Lewis. Well, we've got Jim from Fort Worth, and I guess we're moving on here. I thought we had Blue there, but Jim, are you there? Hello, Jim?
I certainly am here. Excellent material. I think you have a viral audio. There's just a hair of some bad acting. And Wally, War of the Worlds, Orson Welles will spin. By the way, God says the One World Order will throw their crap together and it lasts about a day. I don't know what a day means or an hour means to God, but it ain't very long. And once the entire world knows that war has broken out in America, they will rise up against their oppressors and there will be a war for the world. And the net has identified all the demons responsible for this. The whole country, except for wheels that we and DAs, dumb, you fill it in, we wouldn't want them on our side anyway, know what's going on. And when I heard it, I said, well, if this thing is real, I know what I'm going to do next week, and somebody's going to start paying. So it doesn't bother me that this thing could come to a conclusion. I'm getting actually tired of waiting on it. I was stacking ammunition back in 95, assuming it was going to happen.
You know,
I've been fighting
I'd have to agree with you, Jim. I'm sick and tired of waiting, too. And, you know, for a fat old 60-year-old guy to think of, remember what it's like to crawl through a ditch filled with water and bugs and being quiet, it just really turns my stomach that anybody would force me back into the mode that they trained me to do. But, you know, it is what it is. And people just are so, they're so laid back, you know, and thank God for broadcast networks such as Republic.
Amen.
I mean, we just, there isn't any realistic news. And people like you and people like the rest of our listening audience that call in, you know, realize that there is a huge problem. And we are reverting right back, and I mean, it's happening, and there's really nothing we can do about it except for the pimple to pop. And they've got all the legal framework to how they're going to handle it when it does, and they're going to manipulate the pop. They always have. It's historical. They've done it every single time. It's always governmentally controlled because it was an out-of-control government.
The New World Order does not attract talent, it's obvious, and their little conglomerate of propaganda, all the ABC, NBC, etc., the value is down to nothing because nobody believes them. Their relatives don't even believe them. The New World Order ruins anything they touch, from the MGO food, and so they have probably blown the $300 billion, trillion, quadrillion that they've stolen from us on crap that didn't stick.
Yeah, isn't that something else? You know, the thing about it is, you can have all the money in the world, but hey, once you got all the money in the world, what's it worth?
That's right.
You know,
I mean, what's it? I love you.
Okay, thanks a lot. We really appreciate your call. Call back. Let's see here. We've got Mark from California. We're going to go to Mark here quickly, and then I believe we've got Blue back again. Mark, are you there?
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? Is this Mark McCandlish?
The one and only.
My word. How's it going, my friend? Folks, this is a borderline scientist here. I was going to call him an insane chemist or something. But
yeah, the mad scientist from California.
There you go.
free energy, anti-gravity, death rays, you name it. We make it. We build it. You know.
Gotta love it. How's it going, Mark? What's up?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a few things that one can encounter, you know, as an American that are quite as disturbing as the bits of legislation and executive orders that have been enacted in the last month in this country. And when I read some of this stuff, it becomes clear to me, perhaps not to most people, but it becomes clear to me that the government really no longer sees us as individual sovereigns, as individual sovereign citizens. The government sees us as property, and that's how we're being treated. And they're simply putting into law
how to
move
this
around, manifesting as an attitude for the better part of the last 50 years. So it's time that people start to understand that the Constitution was about bequeathing the sovereignty of the king to the individual. That's what it was about. That was what the Declaration of Independence was about. And you know, people forget that when you say, oh, I don't want to be disenfranchised. You know, I want to vote. Well, you see, right there, the word enfranchised means that you are a component of a corporation. And people don't understand this. They think that it means that somehow they're not being given the full measure of their rights.
Well, that's why we've got Social Security numbers.
Well, you know, that's the big nexus that is used to pretty much make all of us property.
Well, you can leverage it. You can say, okay, I've got 5 brand new Social Security numbers. I'm going to leverage those because they historically are going to provide X amount of monetary interest to our cause, and they leverage it, and you become a commodity.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the President of the United States, I don't know, because there are some researchers that say that he's had up to 23 different Social Security numbers based on the research.
Exactly. And you know what, Mark? Now, this is an interesting point here that I'd like to make, folks. The only way that all of this particular president's, these highly invasive laws and acts and executive orders can be revoked or repealed is in the event that this man is vetted for his next term, because I believe that he has been set up to step right back into it, maybe with Ms. Clinton or something, surprise, popping up like that, and all the women voters go, oh, Hillary, she's a cheap queen. She's been out of the limelight for a while, stirring up the anti-gun stuff, you know, and that would appeal to women as well. But that is the only way that these laws can be repealed, is if this man is
found to be a fraud.
Found to be a fraud and guilty of it, and his, and I mean, everybody knows he's an illegal alien. I don't know about illegal, well, but he's an alien.
Howard, just in the last week, there's been a revelation over on World Debt Daily describing the testimony of a postman who worked in the neighborhood where Bill Ayer's parents, Tom and Lydia Ayers, they were bragging to the postman about how they were using his pay. He was an executive with one of the local power companies, I think it was Chicago Edison or something. They were funding the Harvard education of a foreign black student, and they were very proud of this. The postman later encountered Barack Obama on the street in front of the Ayers house, Bill Ayers' parents' house. And he was said, quite frankly, to the man that, you know, when he was asked, well, what are you going to do? You know, what's your plans for the future? He said, well, I'm going to be president. I'm going to be president of the United States. And he said it as though he knew that it was already planned.
Well,
that was what
did.
This postman said. It was so disturbing.
Yep, you betcha. And it is proved that Goldman Sachs and the unions are the ones that paid all that money for that, the number one marketing spot. They won the award for his campaign.
Yeah.
The marketing award of the year, because his hope and change. Didn't tell anybody what the hope was for or the change was going to be, but made
a
bunch of promises.
We're finding out, aren't we?
Well, the problem is he made all kinds of promises, and he has not done any of them. You know, at least George Bush Jr., the little ferret, you know, at least his first term, he did everything he said he was going to do. But then his second term, he grabbed onto daddy's coattails and proceeded to flush us all down the toilet with the Patriot Act and all those other neat little events that popped up during his last term.
Well, I'd like to kind of go back for a minute to the thing you were saying before about what if President Obama is shown to be a fraud. There are some people in the audience who may not understand that there are no statute of limitations on fraud. That means that if any time in the future it can be shown that this man in the White House is a fraud, that means that every single enactment, every single law, everything that he signed into law while he was President of the United States
will be revoked.
Is revoked.
Yep.
And that is something that I think every citizen of this country should understand, is that if this man is not who he says he is, and there's a lot of evidence to support that, that all of the things that are causing us so much heartburn right now in terms of the sovereignty and allodial property ownership,
yeah,
all these things.
Preparation for a FEMA camp.
Well, I mean, you know, you have friends in Alaska that say their land's been taken. You've told me about it. You know,
that's right.
And I
yep.
think that was just the precursor to what's actually been signed into law in just the last week or so.
Yep, they had gold on their property. And they came right in and said, you're out of here. Not just there either. One of the largest gold mines in Colorado is owned by one of my friend's friends from Alaska. And they walked in and he walked out and is not even allowed on the property anymore. They completely commandeered it.
Well, you know, one of the ways that you can see that this is the abrogation of the United States Constitution is that they've completely eliminated the entire concept of the unjust takings clause of the United States Constitution. They can
right.
come in and take your stuff and not compensate you in any way, shape, or form and threaten your life if you set foot back on your property, then you know that the Constitution has been shot full of holes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then now all they have to do is come in with the NDAA Act and you're seeing as how you really don't like it. Okay.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, Howard, I really and sincerely hope that the police officers and the military personnel that are listening to this show, and I know that there are men and women like that that are listening to the show, I hope they really sit down, take the time to understand and study the Constitution and see what's being destroyed here, because these are the people who are supposed to be on the front lines of protecting these rights.
Exactly.
You know, I mean,
we all took that oath, all of us,
right.
Ex-military, and
yep.
And I believe yourself as well.
Yeah, I'm a disabled veteran, and
yeah.
I can tell you that you know, there's nothing I'm more proud of than the short amount of time that I served in the United States Air Force back in the early 70s. But you know, these people that are being brought into the military now, I shudder to think that they're being told, you know, in these little urban warfare exercises and other things that are going to be completely flying in the face of the Posse Comitatus Act, that this is for the good of the nation, that we have to, you know, start eliminating these people, these rabble-rousers, these people who believe in the Constitution, they believe in sovereignty, they believe in inalienable rights. You know, if there are people in the military that are being told that this is what has to be done, I would like to have some of them call in and tell us on the air what's being done, because this is a travesty. You know, this is our country.
Very good, Mark. Very, very good. Folks, I can't emphasize that enough. Our entire efforts are built on whistleblowers, people who are tired of it. They've been forced to do it. It's just like depleted uranium in the munitions overseas. It's basically designed to reduce the radioactive waste. And these large corporations got the military to incorporate it in their munitions, and these kids are over riding around in Humvees on these radioactive munitions and coming up with all of these bizarre different forms of cancers and whatnot. And I've interviewed a couple of National Guardsmen, and one of them kind of blinked at me and wouldn't talk to me about it. But another one, I was talking to somebody else, and he spoke up behind me. He says, it's just part of the job, man.
And let me just add something there, because, you know, I spent 30 years working with a number of defense contractors, designing and illustrating and conceptualizing new weapon systems. And I asked this question about depleted uranium some while back. The depleted uranium is really just what used to be radioactive material that has become radiologically inert. That means it's not giving off radiation. It's the fact that it is a heavy metal, and when this stuff impacts anything, and it's basically blown into, you know,
it's
microscopically,
in the air.
Yeah, when it gets into the air, you inhale it, you get this heavy metal contamination in your system. It causes birth defects, it causes all kinds of neurological problems. It's the same as if you swallowed some mercury.
It's highly poisonous.
It's not that you're going to actually be radioactive. I mean, and in fact, in terms of the, you know, the radioactivity, there's a rule of thumb was explained to me by a physicist some years ago, and this is the way he put it. He said, you know, when you hear about some radioactive material that has a radioactive half-life of 20,000 years, and you think, oh my God, you know, no one will be able to set foot on that land for 20,000 years. Well, the half-life really is, you know, one half of the total time frame in which it takes to get this material to basically become depleted or decay, so to speak, give off all its radiation. Now,
Right. Anything
that gets closer and closer to the actual lifespan of a human being is more and more dangerous. So if you have something like, a material, I'm trying to think of the one right on the tip of my tongue. I'll think of it in a second. But there are materials out there that have a radioactive half-life about 75 or 80 years. And when these materials decay, they give off their radioactivity at a much faster pace. They're much more dangerous. Some of these materials are so dangerous that if they were actually put into the air as aerosols, like in the chemtrails, they'd kill everything on the planet in 2 years. And the ones that have a 20,000 or 30,000 or 40,000 year half-life, those are the ones that give off the radioactivity very slowly, and so they're a lot less dangerous than you might think. It's only when you bring them all together in a nuclear waste depository that they actually become dangerous, because they begin interacting with one another, and then it starts to really give off some serious radiation.
No kidding.
So there's, you know, there's some technicalities to that whole thing that you need to understand. But cobalt is the one that's probably the most dangerous because it has a radioactive half-life. The radioactive isotope of cobalt is about a 75-year half-life, and that's probably one of the most dangerous radioactive
because
isotopes.
Because it lets off such high amounts of...
Yes.
In such a short time.
Yes. Man, oh, man. Hey, Mark, thank you very, very much
welcome,
for your...
Howard. Always
your,
love listening to you, man. Keep up the good work.
Hey, your presence is always welcome. You keep coming back, my friend. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. We're going to go to another caller here. We've got Mike from Kentucky who's been waiting. It appears we're going to go into a break, Mike and Richard. Hold on just a moment. We'll be back right after the break.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever wanted to hear your songs on CD? Discquick Manufacturing can turn your album project into a professional product, ready for publishers and record companies worldwide. Now is your chance. You can have your project pressed into store-ready albums and never again be embarrassed by a lesser quality product. Imagine all your hard work turned into CDs, giving you the advantage that every new and legendary artist needs to have. Discquick Manufacturing will create your CD project right out of Nashville, Tennessee. Music City, USA. Be the best that you can be. Find us on the web at www.discquickmfg.com for a quote on the finest product manufacturing money can buy. Take your talent to the next level today. Call Disquick Manufacturing Incorporated at 615-410-7924. That number again, 615-410-7924.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Folks, this is Howard Axtell and the Human Food Factor Show. It's co-host Ron Lewis, my friend and elite broadcaster here, broadcasting through the Republic Broadcasting Network in Austin, Texas, being broadcast worldwide on satellite and, well, frankly, the internet.
Yes.
And FM and AM radio to boot. We've got very little time left, folks. We're gonna hit Richard from Washington for a quick comment, and then we'll go to looks like we've got Mike from Kentucky, and if we got a second left, we'll finish up with Blue if she is still there. Why don't you go ahead there, Richard? Are you there?
Yeah, real quick comment. We're asking the wrong questions. Essentially, we should be asking who qualifies for the Constitution, not if we have one. It's definite that we have one, but who qualifies for it? The requirements are you have to be a landowner, but since nobody acquires allodial title to their land, there's no landowners or few landowners anymore. Land has to be bought with an exchange for value, which is awful hard to do with a false currency. Secondarily, you have to be a sovereign, so you have to renounce any signatures resulting in corporate employment. Very few people want to do that these days. Catherine Austin Fitz has the suggestion that you claim fraudulent inducement, and I've talked to Karen Quinn Costado, who's conducting strike, which is a good procedure, but instead of a useless economic currency strike, what we need to do is to get people to renounce their corporate status and become self-reliant so they can strike against the corporate arrangement that we have now ongoing.
Boy, that's an interesting subject. Yeah. I've heard this before, and I've really more or less dabbled with that. I think if you wanted to call back next week, we can get Mark McCandless on. I believe he knows a great deal about this subject, and I would like our listeners to hear more about this.
Well, for your listeners doing a little info, go to what's called the Garcia Brief. It's a 17-page paper that actually gives you in a legal, in-court available brief, the actual correlates of what's happening or the history of what's happening. And you can get that by going to www.everybodyneedstoknow.ws. Go down to multiple streams of income, and that'll give you a copy or a reading of the Garcia Brief. That little document sets it all in 73 pages, everything you need to know to get a handle on exactly what's happening.
Well, thank you very much. Keep our number. Call back. I appreciate your call.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Mike from Kentucky. How you doing, my friend?
Everything you need to know. Dot. What was the last part he said?
WS.
Was it WS?
I thought it was
WS, yeah, I've never heard of that suffix.
I think it was WS, I believe. Yeah. Western, either WS or WF.
Western Samoa or something. I wonder what that WS is, what country code that is. Anyway,
who knows?
You were talking about a period of unrest and having to go back into your military training and stuff like that. I don't think the NATO and the world community will allow America to go into an extended period of unrest, any kind of a revolutionary thing, because there's so much, and you just touched on this a little bit with that last caller, there is so much dangerous stuff sitting around. If the posts were abandoned for whatever, in a period of extended unrest or major national disasters or whatever, there is just tons and tons and tons of hot fuel rods sitting around that have to be maintained. We would have dozens of Fukushimas within weeks of a major solar flare.
We have to
plan for getting caravans and leaving this North American continent. It's going to be uninhabitable if something like that happens.
Boy, that's a good point. That is a really good point. Hey, Mike, looks like we're at the end of our time here. Really appreciate your calls. We enjoy it every time you call. I know our audience does. Please come back next week, folks. Thank you very much. From the Human Food Factor Show, this is Howard and Ron signing off. We'll see you next Saturday.
Gold.